Good afternoon. This is Brother Clint, and we're here for Sunday afternoon. And the Lord again has really been speaking to Brother Freedom. He's here, and we've gathered, and God's going to do something wonderful. It's always exciting to see what it might be, so I hope you'll stay tuned all the way through, because there may be a prophetic word. We never know. The Holy Spirit's in charge. Father, thank you. We just praise you. We thank you for this wonderful day. We just worship you. We love you. We ask you, Lord, to wash us again in the Word, your precious blood, and by the power of the Holy Ghost. We dedicate this room for your purposes. We thank you that the holy angels are all around this place, and we just give you our praise and our love. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful to realize that you're so special to us. You are really our closest Father that we can even, you're more of a Father than our earthly fathers were, and you're closer than anybody that we know. It's for us that's living in this world, it's hard to duplicate what you are with anybody. And Lord, we thank you that you're wonderful, you're powerful. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you've chosen to move through your Spirit. Lord, it just is a special degree that's beyond any of our imagination. And we know when we feel your Spirit, there's nothing in this world that feels, satisfies, touches us, brings healing to us. Nothing can compare to the move of thy mighty Spirit. And Lord, we know it's that quality or that personality that needs to be existing in your people in this last days. You know, your word declares in Daniel, they're going to do great and mighty exploits, and you're coming soon. And Lord, we just pray that you move mightily by your Spirit today, because I know that you know what needs to be said. So I lean on you this day. I'm not leaning in my own understanding, but I'm trusting you. I'm leaning upon you in the powerful way of Jesus as my Savior and the Holy Spirit as my guide, my director, Heavenly Father. I'm looking to you for the outline, for the move from heaven. I pray that the trumpets from heaven will speak out. Lord God, the ministries will take forth as the heavenly angels come down and direct this service. Lord, I pray for a mighty exploit of heaven to be exploded here this day with a mighty power, with the anointing upon your people. And we praise you this day in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. God bless you this day. I'm believing for great and mighty things. I believe that God is going to do wonderful things. It's going to be beyond any imagination of our heart. It's beyond our greatest expectations. It goes farther than we've ever thought. Because God's not moving, not by might, nor by power, but by His great Spirit, saith the Lord. And God is getting His people ready that they'll come forth to heaven with His power, with anointing. And God's people has to be anointed to have this happen to them. And Daniel spoke about it years ago. The first one is, but the people that do know their God shall do strong and do exploits, strong and great exploits. Only God can do these things. That's what I was trying to tell some people, but the element of this world today, they won't let you explain nothing. They won't let you even talk. Especially if you get a little bit anointed on you, they're going to shut you down very fast. And I started to tell someone the other day, I said, well, God is mighty. And I said, I'm not going out of His will by telling you this, but there was about quite a few years that I did not plan my days. And the company that I worked for, if I would have told them, they'd have fired me. But God was leading. And there was not one time any problem. There were any customers grumping and make complaints that happens so much of the time. But God wants to be in charge. And it should be, because He is our leader. He's the one that made us. We don't know our way. We've never come this day after day. We don't know. We don't know what's going to take place the next day. When we follow the Lord, it's wonderful, because we follow in His steps. We follow according to the path that He opens up before us. Our steps are ordered by the Lord. And we delight in His way, though we shall be cast down, will not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds us with His mighty hand. And it's sort of a fascinating walk a fascinating time is when you don't really know. And it's a time when you can have great pleasure in serving God. What a wonderful pleasure it can be to do something that you have great pleasure in. And God is the answer. But also, before we go any much farther, but there is another part of this that we know that we're in the last days. But Daniel says also, the time will come, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Now both of these are on the incline. And I heard also that our heart, doctors figure now there's something within our heart that's like another little heart inside of our heart. It has what? It's literally it's that inner man. And they're thinking this out because it pushes right buttons to the heart, makes it do when you're getting like your critical of any of those bad things, your heart has a tendency to go the wrong way. It's because of this little inner heart. But this little inner heart wants to always keep you on that right pathway. It's like the sinus has proven this. It's like it's already there. It's a little guide that God put in our heart to always stay when the bottle goes out in the ocean, it all stands up for the cork to be seen on top, you know, because the air is up there. That's where we are. God wants us to produce through His mighty hand. And I had a chance many years ago of letting God lead me. And I believe that God is in that time of day that He wants to move mightily by His Spirit. And the Lord spoke to me a few days ago. But the Lord spoke to my heart. I remember in basic training, at the latter part of the training, that we were going to go on a forced march. It wasn't that long of a march. It was only like, I think, less than an hour. But the weight was tremendous, what we had to carry. We had to carry, I mean, 80 pounds on our back, plus a 9-pound rifle, and then ammunition. And plus, then we had to go in 45 minutes, I think it was, or 50 minutes. We had to make so many miles. It was not all straight level. It was like up and down. It was a really hard maneuver to be able to carry out. So I was wanting to really to be able to come up with that, because so many people, and I'm not putting them down, but in those days, a lot of the men smoked, men drank. And when they weren't doing that, they was partying. And when they weren't doing that, they was playing cards. All the things that I could not do, because I love God. In that, I think when you walk that special pathway that He wants you to go into, He makes it where He makes you healthier, because He made us. You don't fret, you don't worry, you're not uptight about things, because God's already like going between the red lights. You know what's so wonderful? I drive by the Spirit a lot of times, and I'll let up my throttle, and then I'll come down, and that red light turns green. And that's where life is. If you follow the Spirit, there's help. And this is the part that I'd really like to get into all of your hearts out this day in computer land, all the world, that God can move by His Spirit right where you are. You might say that's magic. No, it's not magic. God's not magic. But He's very special. If you start living a good life before Him, starting off, and then you start doing a holier life toward the Lord, and we grow in segments to get to the Lord. After a while, God has you in a place that He can start trusting you, and you learn to trust Him also. And this goes together, it goes hand in hand. I trust God, He trusts me, and we have fellowship one with the other. And we learn to walk together. And two walk together unless they agree, they cannot. But your agreement lets you walk together with God. And you start growing, and that's what we do when we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We literally take in that heavenly words that comes through our mouth, and that's special. What we call tongues. And that's there for our benefit. That when we speak that out, there's like God puts a seal on us. It's a knowing that we've been baptized by His Spirit. And we're not a fraud. We're real. I mean, no one can come and take it from us because we know it's real. It's something that's wonderful. You may talk in Chinese, you might talk in English, whatever you do, but you know it's the Spirit of God. You know it's from heaven. We need to talk about these things because this is what keeps us on keel for God. That means like a boat. It keeps us on that straight curve. Even the waves are dashing high where we are. We stay on that same course toward heaven. Our eyes are engaged toward heaven, and we look not the things that are seen. We look for the things that are not seen. So as we start speaking those heavenly words, you start walking. So then you put more of that to you. You put some prayer with it. You also start, God starts speaking in your heart to read His Word. And this Word is wonderful. Thy Word of a hidden heart, that I might not sin against thee. There's great power to this Word. But it comes through the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I said something the other day that I didn't even know I said, but I said it, and I'm going to say it now, and I'm a big enough man to tell it that I said it, and I mean it like I said it to. I said, I really believe if I have the Spirit, it's more necessary than to have the Word. Because the Spirit will get me to the Word. If I got the Word, I can get hung up in the Word and I won't get back to Spirit. That lets me know I got to hang on. That's the Spirit. The Spirit will get me in the Word. The Spirit will show me the Word. The Spirit will move upon me in the Word. The Spirit will educate me. But I got to hang on to the Spirit. I can't really hang on to the Word because it's something that exists, but God makes it exist. They're marrying together like a husband and wife. The marrying of the Holy Ghost and the Word becomes one and becomes life. It becomes power. It becomes the unction of the Holy Ghost that works with us. That we have the anointing with the Spirit of God that's alive. It's real. It's powerful. It's up to date. And you're always encouraged because God's there. The one that encourages. The one that made us. He lives with us. And when He's living with us, we don't have to feel afraid. You know, my wife passed away and I really miss her. But my Heavenly Father is so wonderful. He lives with us. And He knows we're living in difficult times. It's times when people don't understand us. It's times they don't want to understand us. And God says, my child, look to me. And I'll never let you go. My eyes are upon thee, my daughter, my child, my son, my daughter. And I will help thee. Be not afraid, for I am with thee. Even though life's toils be dark, or they be rigid, they be tough, I will be with thee, and I shall shelter thee, and I shall protect thee, and I'll put my glory upon thee, and I'll put my shield upon thee, that thou wilt not even feel the fiery darts of the wicked. And thou shalt feel my love, and thou shalt feel my power, and thou shalt feel my anointing, and I will never leave thee, saith the Spirit of God. For it is my good pleasure to help thee, my church, to help thee to come into my presence. I said, my church has a heart of the world. And I cannot get it out of many of my sons, my daughters. They have a section that's marked for the world. And they're out there in that section at times when I've called upon them, they do not hear me. And I come close to them, they do not sense my closeness to my spirit. I move upon the mighty. I even show them signs and things happen to them. And they don't say thank you. They don't say for me providing for the good things for them that I do for them all the time. They don't even appreciate it. They have not enough room for the Lord their God that loves them. For the one that made them. I wish to share with my people. I wish to reach out and touch them. And I say many of my ministers in those last days, they don't look to me for the message. They want to write out the message. Then they ask for me that I'll bless that message. I say I've helped them many times, but it isn't what I really want. I want all of my children to come into my heart. And come into my heart in such a close way that they don't move until they want to hear from me. They want to hear my advice. They want to hear my directions. They want to hear my call. I want them to listen for me. But they're busy, too busy. They're out there as a having a name. Many of my people want a name. They want the attention of many of their brothers and their sisters. And I say this has brought pride within my churches. This has brought friction. This has brought bad feelings because it's not scriptural. I wish to move my church not with the evidence of men's ways, but by my mighty spirit that's indoctrinated with my love, with my anointing, with my power, my healing sand that comes out and heals my people, that their eyes will no longer be have the scales they cannot see. And my church is so blinded, they cannot see this day. And I've been beckoned to them. I've called for them. They do not listen. They're too indulgent in what they're doing. And yet they tell everywhere they go that they're great people of me. I hear their voices. I hear their cries. But I say they're far from my heart. And their heart has no room for the Lord their God. I say this is the plight of many of my people in this last days. They're full of a lot of things. They've got all the things that they do, the activity of their churches. They pay their tithes. They go all the meetings. But yet they even never hardly even say hello to me. They go down and their pastor speaks a prayer. And that prayer is about all they have. I said, but I want more for my people. And I do not think that that's too much sense for God to ask for that. My people need to refrain from their own selfishness, that they would want their Father's love. They would want their Father's better being. They would want what is wished for, that they might be ready for that day that they will live with me forever. My beloved church forgets that they're going to spend time with me in eternity. But they're not endeavoring now while they're here. They're trying to build up their own kingdoms. And I do not wish that, really, my people. I say it's a big business in this land that you live in. I say there's churches on every corner. And I say many of them, if it would stop the Almighty Daughter, those churches would fold. It's not done for love of men, heart. It's done because of the gratitude of the offering plate. But I, people that love me, they're going to serve me because they love me. They're not going to follow me because of getting something better. They're going to love me. They're going to follow me because they love me. My people wish to do good things for the Lord their God. My people need to learn that I love my people. My people are way, way far from me this day. My people must take courage this day and come back and seek the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul. And I say at that day very shortly, they will miss that day. And they'll find themselves going to an outer region that's not permittable to see it this day. That's a way it's been given the enemy and his followers. I say my people is very wayward. Come to me this day. My people, come! For I love thee. I wish I don't want to lose thee. I don't want to lose thee. Why dost thou goest in thine own willful way? Please, please, think what thou art doing. Please think what you're doing. Because thou art going to be accountable. I say that coming is soon. And I say this day, I'm going to let this man finish that about going through that category. Where is that? But right now, my people need to realize they're in my balance. And many are found wanting. Many are found not in proper attire. Many are lacking in clothing. They're very sinful. Many things they're doing. My people need to come up. I see thee, my people, and my eyes upon thee. I will hear if thou wilt call upon me. But my people does not even cry to me very much. They're so indoctrinated in their works, in their lifestyles. They don't think about me. They think more of their church. They think about their pastor. They think about that Sunday school class. But I'm left way out. And I say my spirit is left totally out of my churches, said the Spirit of God. You know, that's sad. what the Lord just said. I'm going to forget it in a minute. But I'm going back to that. If you're someplace in America or in the world and you're having trouble with people not receiving you, it's time that you break forth ranks. It's time. And maybe God has a plan for you individually. Maybe God's got a people that you're going to touch many people. You need to step out by faith, get away from those that pull you down, from those that influence you the wrong way. You need to back from it, get away from it, because if God's people are brought down because of the lowliness of many people, compromise has brought people down to way and lose the value of God. And God wants to touch his people in a mighty way. And we are his offspring. We are his kids. We're his lifeline. He wants to give us life through us. And many of us, he can't give us to us because we're not still connected to him. But he wishes to really help us and manifest himself to us in a powerful way in the last days. We don't have to be afraid no longer. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Greater is he that's within you, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's given us great and mighty words from heaven, and God will help us. We sometimes, I'm going to say something here. I've really, every place that I've ever went to church, I had to find another place. I'll have to say, I would not be here today unless I would literally stepped out in the deep and just went for it. And I've went for broke all the time. And I think some of the you out there are going to have to do that same doing. We're going to have to step out and say, God, it's for you and you only. And for you and because I love you, dog. We need that love that God wants us to have, that oneness of love to him that no one else gets it, only him. The world doesn't have it. The world has nothing. The world has nothing that will help us. There's nothing there that we can love. God's love supersedes all of the loves there is. The world has a fun for a while, for a season. It has a lot of repercussions. It's like going down and getting a credit card. That's what we do spiritually. It's nice to spend money when you don't have to pay it back. When you have to start paying it back, it's a little bit different. You got to pay everything back. And that's the way this life is, the Lord. You know, we can think we're doing it real easy for a while. But God can cut off our strings, and pretty soon we find ourselves not really doing real well. And God may do that just to get us back into his stream, the stream of righteousness, that we might come under his calling, under his forgiveness. We might see that special touch from heaven. We might be ready for eternity. And truly, God's people, many, are not really ready for eternity. I cross shoulders with a lot of people. And most people that I have to come contact with, I don't really see any spiritual, the Spirit of God alive in any of them. Very, very little. And I know it's hard in this last days. It's tremendously hard. That's why we need to lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to call upon him. We need to be there because God's made us what we have to have. We need him. Nothing will satisfy us like Jesus. There nothing will satisfy us like the Father's love in heaven. Nothing will satisfy us but the love of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. God is real, and we need to realize that God gives us a real blessing that we be very tangible in this last days. I pray that God will bless each one of you in a mighty way. I'm going to tell you another thing. This year when I had a stroke, the Lord told me three different times these same words I'm going to read first. The Lord says, lo, I'll be with you always. And I believe that's to all of you. Lo, I'll be with you always. Your time is about to begin. And that my time was about to begin. But I think all of us, it's time to begin to mean business with God. So our time has begun. And the last phrase, God says, go for it. So I'm telling you out there, go for it, and God will bless you, God will strengthen you, and God will move upon you mightily. We just love you, we praise you for what We're hearing about many people. We pray that God will bless you in a mighty way out there. We pray that He'll enrich your life, encourage you forevermore, and we thank you in the wonderful name of our Savior name, in the name of Jesus, that name is higher, that wonderful name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 the sweetest name that's ever been known. Don't you glad you know Him? We love Him. We thank you this day for what a privilege to know Jesus, and the power of the Holy Ghost is real, and God the Father is beyond our imagination. He is wonderful. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.